Good morning. Welcome to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. My name is Sarah. And on this podcast, I do whatever I want because it's mine. Sometimes you get my thoughts for a while. Sometimes we have an interview with a real human who has been through so much and you wouldn't be able to tell because they walk around in the midst of all of us like superheroes without their cape. But today, I want to talk about something that is kind of a newer concept for me. Wes is my husband. Wes and I were talking this morning, and we found something really fascinating. And it was so fascinating to me and to him that I thought I would just share to all of you out there, all of my listeners. And whether one of you listens or, you know, 10 billion listen, and if it helps anyone, then that's fantastic, and it's helped me. So already, I'm happy about what I'm going to say. How about that for rude, right? But the thing is, we were talking about light and dark, mostly lightness, and how light is not only a measurement of sight, but a measurement of weight. Now let that sink in for just a minute. We go outside. If it's dark outside, we can't see very well, right? So we're gonna talk a lot about just like the physical stuff, right? Nothing super fancy, nothing like you can turn it into something motivational if you want, but right now it's just like the physical, tangible, how we would describe something. When you go outside and it's dark, you can't see very well because there's not enough light, right? As the sunrise happens and it gets lighter and lighter, you can see better, you can make out more detail in things where before it's more sort of shapes, and the lighter it gets, the more detail you can see, the different colors in the grass or the flowers or the trees or how far away things are. You know, there's different perceptions that become much clearer as it's lighter. Now, moving over to the weight measurement of light, how many of you have been carrying something that was heavy, and then when you put it down or somebody helped you with it, or like you took it off your back or whatever, it became lighter? Okay, so that's a measurement of weight. It weighs less, therefore it is lighter. Now, Wes and I were talking about how fascinating it is that it is a measurement of two very different things, of how something feels and how something looks. Usually we have different words, you know, for how something tastes or smells. You know, it's different when it's our eyes versus how something feels on us, but light isn't. Light is the same. Now, with what I do with energy work, one of the most common things I hear from people after they breathe a massive sigh of relief or yawn, it tends to happen, they'll say, "I feel lighter." Now, I think that has to do with many things. Lighter in the sense that they have unpacked some burdens, unpacked some weights that they've been carrying. Often, I have people act as if they're wearing a backpack, and they take boulders out of the backpack and they chuck them, and they get rid of that weight. And people say they feel lighter. Now, there's another reason I think that this happens. And again, Wes and I were talking about this today. We have really awesome conversations, and we help each other to see things and think about things differently, which is super cool. So if you don't have yourself a Wes, go get one. And somebody you can talk with. And we were talking about how, now we're going to get figurative, okay? We're going to get more maybe spiritual or more, I don't know. I still think it's real, though, that I very much believe in good and evil. I very much believe in wrong and right, and I very much believe in God and Satan. And you know, there's karma out there too, right? Which is good and bad. So whatever you call it, listen and learn with me for just a minute. When we are doing something, watching something, feeling something that is gross, it is heavy. Sadness, despair, betrayal, anger, rage, any of those feelings feel heavy in our body. And they are not good feelings. They're not necessarily bad when we're experiencing them, but they don't feel good. Therefore, they are heavy. When we're able to release these, when we're able to let go of these feelings, we feel lighter, happy, hopeful, full of light, again, peaceful, joyful, less burdened. We feel a difference in our soul, and we sit up straighter, we stand taller. And so the light is able to enter us because the darkness is going away. And let's be honest, darkness is dispelled by light. You guys have all heard this. I'm sure you can't fight fire with fire, right? Like, it just makes it bigger. If there's a forest fire, which, oh my gosh, the poor Western United States often likes to burn. The Eastern United States, where I live, is super wet, and the West is super dry, and be cool if we could just share the moisture. But I digress, which I always do in this podcast. And you can't fight fire with fire. If you're angry, more anger doesn't make you feel better. It makes you feel worse. It feels heavy. If you're holding on to a grudge, holding on to it harder and tighter doesn't make you feel better. Letting go of the grudge and forgiveness feels better, feels lighter. Feels like more light entering your body and your soul. Now, yes, that is a leaf blower to my side as I'm walking and talking with you right now. So it's going to be loud for a sec. It's real life, and I don't edit, so you're going to hear it anyways. So let that sink in for a minute. If you want to feel lighter, I know it seems too simple. And when you're in the middle, so again, another tangent here. One of the things that I think it can be really difficult is when you're in the middle of your story, you're in the middle of your suffering, you're in the middle of heartache or betrayal or loss, and you hear the end of someone else's story, their hope, their victory, their forgiveness, their peace. And sometimes it feels worse. It doesn't feel like, oh, that gives me peace. It feels like, look where they are and I'm not. And I totally respect and honor that, because there have been many times where I'm listening to the end of someone's story, sitting in the middle of mine, and it just feels impossible. So if that's where you are, I hear you. I see you. I understand that far better than I would like to, if I'm honest. I understand being in the middle of the story, not knowing how it's going to work out. I understand watching a movie where the underdog wins, because maybe, just maybe, you can be that underdog who wins. Maybe you can figure something out, something will change, so that you can be the victor. I hear you loud and clear, so please don't think that I am discounting any of that. Maybe you can hear the change in my voice and my tone and my heart as I speak to you with love, knowing that the middle of the story is hard. And the middle of the story can last. I get it. I totally do. And when we're ready and willing and able to be done, we can be. We can look for that light. We can literally go outside where there is sunshine. We can literally turn on a light inside of our house. We can literally begin to let go of the weight and the burdens that we carry so we can feel lighter. So what's the point? Therefore what? Who cares? 9.5 minutes hanging out with me, listening to me talk about light and darkness, having light be a measurement that we see with our eyes and a measurement of weight. My question for you is this. Do you feel heavy? Do you feel stuck? Do you feel like whatever you're going through is too much and it weighs too much and light is impossible? Well, then I invite you to reach out. Reach out to me. Let me help you. Let me walk you through this. Let me Let me share with you things I have learned to get through this, because I truly believe that there is light at the end of all the middles. There is light there, not just when we die, not just that finally we can see a bright light when we die. And isn't that, again, fascinating? People talk about it. It's one of the first things they say. I saw, I was walking toward the light. Isn't that so interesting? That in death, people describe a light associated with God. And then if you've ever heard a near-death experience or a I died and came back experience, it was the feeling that they felt. Light, hope, joy, peace. Being surrounded by God. There in a place where burdens were light. Burdens become made light. I wanted to share this with you because there are many times, in fact, dare I be so bold as to say, probably every single human who listens to this is in the middle of something. Maybe, no, not maybe. All of you have overcome many things. And guess what? All of you have many more to overcome. Yay! It's the middle that's hard. And it seems like when we get to the end and the light, it's so short-lived. We get through it and then it's like we leveled up and now there's a new level and there's a new boss. And man, I just always think of Super Mario Brothers, where I get through the level and I'm so excited. And then it's the dumb swimming levels. And like, I just can't even hardly handle it. My thumbs, you have to swim and just the buttons are going crazy. I don't know if you guys remember Super Mario Brothers. And it's the swimming levels. Oh, swimming levels are my worst. As soon as you get through one challenge and become lighter, now you're at a swimming level. You've leveled up. So take that as a compliment. Well done. You just leveled up. And now you have new challenges and you get new middles to deal with. But I want this to bring you hope and light, knowing that there is something better on the other side of that middle. Light. Look for the light. And if it's all you can do to turn on the light in your room while you lay in your bed, turn it on. Don't hide from it. Walk outside. Look at the sun. Get light on. And not the light from your cell phone. Yes, I know I'm talking into a cell phone. I am, and I am grateful for cell phones. They can be used for good, and they can be used for terrible, terrible things. So can cars. So can anything. A baseball bat can be used to hit home runs, and it can be used, well, do you let your mind do things? I'm not going to suggest it. Everything can be used for good and bad, so what are you going to choose? You going to choose good? You going to choose bad? You going to be lighter? Or are you going to be dark and heavy? You have that choice in each moment. In each moment. Even when somebody has done something to hurt you, you have that choice how you're going to respond. All of our favorite stories are the story of the underdog. They all are. If it was just good and happy and easy, we don't want to watch those movies. We don't want to hear those stories. We want to see people go through the struggles that we go through. We want to see them overcome because guess what? Then we say, that's my story. I overcame that. You're me. So overcome, and even if the overcoming is turning on a light switch, even if the overcoming is sitting up, even if the overcoming is wanting to overcome, let that desire work in you so that you can feel lighter. Remember, you are so much stronger than you think. Look how far you've come. Look what you have done, and hold on to that. Have the most incredible day. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you again soon. Love you. Bye.